Okay, everybody. Side. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding the final line on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the inyan of Ibur Hashana. Ibur Hashana means that we make Jewish leap years from time to time. It's Tana Rabban. Eim Abnes Hashana Bishnei Re'ovain. If it's years of famine, do not make a Shana Mu'uberes. What's the reason why? Because Shana Mu'uberes means that you're adding a second Adar, and you're pushing off Pesach for yet another month. So what difference does that make? As you know, you're not allowed to eat from the new Tavua, what we call Chodosh, until they bring the Korban Oimer on the first day Cholamoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So I gotta wait until then, but I have to wait yet another month. It means that people that have new Tavua that Baruch Hashem just grew, and everybody's very, very hungry, they won't be able to start eating until yet another month. They won't be able to start eating for the new Tavua. They'll be able to go and eat their chulin beans. They'll be able to eat bananas, assuming they have that. But they're not going to be able to go and eat from the... Shovel's going to arrive in 3 minutes, but that's a separate story. Thank you. They're not going to be able to eat from the new Tavua, from the new bread, new challah, new cake, new anything, not even new donuts, can you imagine? Until after the Korban Omer, since it's years of hunger, we don't want to go and cause yet more agony that people are going to have to wait until the Korban Omer. Okay. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, and now Rebbe's going to tell us a real life story based on what happened in Tanakh. Rabbi Oimer v'ish bo mi Baal Shalisha. A person came from Baal Shalisha. We're going to see in a moment that Baal Shalisha was a town or a city in Eretz Yisrael where it was one of the fastest growing communities in Eretz Yisrael, not in terms of population, but in terms of the peiros and the tefuah ripening very rapidly, typically before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So what happens? So Ishbom Yibar Shalisha, a person came from that town, and he brought for the Ishbom Yibar, second line from the top, Lechem Bikurim, brand new Lechem, Bikurim meaning like from Bikurim, Esrim Lechem Soirim, 20 loaves of barley bread. Vechuli Vegoyman, the Pasuk continues on, and he gave it to him. The last part of the Pasuk, which the Gemara is going to quote in another two lines, is, and he told them, oh, now that you've brought these 20 new loaves, give it to the people so they should be able to go and eat. Like we said before, there is no quicker ripening community in the whole of Eretz Yisrael except for Baal Shalisha. And nevertheless, the only min that was bichra, meaning that had already ripened, was only one out of several different species. Shema Toima, maybe you're going to tell me chitim, we're talking about wheat. Tamaloima, no, that's why the pasuk says, Esrim lechem so'irim, only the barley. Now we know the barley goes and ripens prior to wheat. As a simon, easy to remember, we go and bring the korban oimer so'irim on Pesach, and the chitim we only bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos. But you don't need to know that, even if you were not aware of that. We know from the Makos and Mitzrayim, it says by the Borod, it says, V'hachita v'kusemes loy nuku ki afilois heina, meaning that those are later growing tvua, as opposed to the barley. So when the Borod came, the barley was already ripe and strong and stable in its stalks. And so therefore the Borod was able to destroy that. However, the wheat, because it's a later growing tvua, therefore it swayed with the wind. It was like reeds and like hay, as opposed to real live wheat, because the wheat had not filled the stalks yet. And therefore, leinuku ki afilois hein. Afilois means that they are a later growing crop. Anyway, so all they had so far at this point was so'irim and no chitim. Shema toim lefnehu oimer. So maybe you're going to go and tell me, this is talking about before the oimer, meaning before Pesach, and therefore he's giving them so'irim, and that's more or less in its normal time. Tamaloimer, no. Ten la'om v'yachelu. You can give them and they should be able to eat it immediately. No, how can they go and eat it if it's before the oimer? Musach sein acher oimer hoya, that it was after the oimer. Now, because that we're saying that there were no tvur that had grown prior to Pesach that was ready to be eaten now. The only tvur that we're able to eat was finally after the Omer HaKarm HaOmer was brought. And then they had tzoirim, and only later on did they have chitim. So it's obvious that this was not a good ripening season. And you'll recall yesterday, one of the major reasons that we make a Shana Mubaris is so that there should be a Chodesh HaOviv. Chodesh HaOviv, explained Rashi, means that the tvur was nispasher, that the tvur was already ripened. And it says in the Pasuk, Shomer es Chodesh HaOviv, V'yosisa Pesach LaHashem Malikecha. So I see that it's important that Pesach be within the Chodesh HaOviv. So under normal circumstances, they would have already made, they would not have made Pesach at that time because nothing was ripe yet. Normally they would have pushed it off another month because of this Chodesh HaOviv concern. Nevertheless, they did not push it off, but rather, even though the Sa'irim and the Chitim were only ready post-Yontif, fine, what can you do? So why taka neimale imra? So taka, again, emr me'ata, ru'uya hoisa oisa shana shet tesaber. They should l'choyre have made a shana muberis, made a leap year, so that Pesach should have fallen out in the middle of a chodesh ha'ovid, when the tvua had already ripened nicely, and yet they did Pesach somewhat prematurely. Why? Neimale imra, Elisha. Why didn't Elisha be ma'aber? Shishnas betzoyres oisa, because it was betzoyres. Betzoyres means it was a famine, and therefore, for you are koil rotzin lebeis ha'gronais. And therefore, everybody was running to the granaries before Pesach, even though there was very, very little there, only maybe amiut min amiut, or they were running to the base of granaries right after Pesach to get the first tvur, because everybody was starving. It was years of famine. So what Rebbe has done is, he illustrates nicely the halacha that we learned at the beginning of the Braisa, that in Ma'abr Nesashana Mishnei Re'ovain, even though Alts Oviv, one should have been Ma'abr Nesashana, but they didn't, because Mishnei Re'ovain, we don't want to push people off even longer during the famine to go and eat from the new tvur. Now this is a bit of an obvious question, because when we learned yesterday in the Braisa, we learned, although Oviv is one of the major reasons for Ma'abr Nesashana, but we said, Al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrim, Val Echen Mehen E Ma'abrim. We don't do it solely based on one of the three reasons. There has to be a combination of at least two reasons. And if that's the case, maybe the reason why they were not Ma'abr Nesashana, even though they had the problem of Oviv, but maybe they didn't have the other problems, and therefore maybe that's the reason why. So the top Toysis asks this kasha. V'im toyim aminolei dilma oviv hudle hava. Maybe taka there was no oviv al peiris ilan utkufa hava kiti kunan. But me and the al echan mehen ein ma'abrin. If you only have one problem, one issue, you don't go and do Ibr Shana. And maybe that was the only issue. The only issue was the oviv. That's not sufficient to warrant making an Ibriyo. And if that's the case, it has nothing to do with the fact that it was Shnei Re'ovain. It's because that was the only reason out of three, and you need at least two. It says, Toys v'yishloim edem estomach, even the Baal Shalisha, HaKalash Be'etz Yisrael, Le'bircha, Min Echad. Can you imagine that community in Eretz Yisrael, where typically that's the one that ripens the fastest, and they didn't have any tvua, Shema Min HaTperis Ilan Nami Le'hava. It's in all likelihood there were no Perois either. And since you need Perus to Elon at the time of Shavuos to be able to go and bring the Bikurim to the base of Migdash, so therefore it would taka two reasons. It wasn't just the reason of the Aviv, but also because of the Perus to Elon. So normally they would have made an Ibiyur. So why didn't they make an Ibiyur this year? Because of the concern that we just said, because it was Shnei Betzoyris or Shnei Ra'ovan. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Zashon Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, V'im Rabrua Einem Uberes. If you want to go make an Ibiyur, the Chacham decided this year we have to go and make an Ibiyur, don't have the deliberations and make the decision before Rosh Hashanah. What's the reason? Why can't you do it before Rosh Hashanah? Give people advance notice, advance warning. Says Rashi, because we're afraid that as a result of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot and all the festivities, people are going to forget that this year is an Ibiyur. By the time it comes Adar, they won't remember the fact that the Chacham had already been machriz back at the time of Rosh Hashanah. See, if you look quickly at the Rashi, Zokt Rashi, Ein Ma'abrin, it's about 10-12 lines in from the top of the Amud, Ein Ma'abrin, Ein Yoishvin Bezdin Koidim Rosh Hashanah Li Ayin V'loy Mitis Abr Shanah Zu, B'Shnei Adorim, before Rosh Hashanah they will not sit, Neshi Shikcha B'Dover, Koidim Shiyagia, U'Mizalzli B'Chometz. People will forget, after all the way from pre-Rosh Hashanah until Adar, so many things can happen, and people will tend to forget. Therefore, try to bring it up to date as close as possible to Adar, not do it many months before. So, Imbru, however, if they were ma'abarit, and even if they were ma'abarit, ain't a ma'ubarit, because of the fact that we are concerned about people forgetting, and therefore they're going to make Pesach at the wrong time. They're going to make Pesach a month earlier than they're supposed to, because it's Hashana Muberes. Pesach is a month later, so it's going to cause all types of halachic issues, especially also for the Oyle Regalim. They're going to leave in month earlier. They're going to come to Yerushalayim. They think, oh, now it's Pesach time, and they see that in Yerushalayim instead it's Shushan Purim. What's going on? So therefore, the best thing is wait a little bit later in the year to go and meet and make that decision. What's the tchak? Says Rashi. What happens if we have a shortage of dayonim mufloim who are in the region before Adar? Many of these dayonim perhaps no longer live in Yerushalayim. Perhaps we're already talking post-Beis Hamikdash, then certainly we're going to have problems. But anyway, let's talk about that they were not dayonim mufloim available in Yerushalayim. Oishem yovei hamelech adoyimi, says Rashi. I'm looking at the next Rashi. Neatchak shem lo yehei shem bezdin mufla. Some other, they are concerned that many of the great Talmidei Chacham that are necessary, that are experts into intercalation of new months, are not going to be available. Oishem yovei hamelech adoyimi v'akval yodan. Or maybe the Edomite king, who is constantly making gezeros against the Jewish religion, he's not going to allow them to go and be ma'aber the Shana. So therefore, ma'aber no Yisrael, you can be ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah. However, umaydin legoila acha Rosh Hashanah miyad she'ir banua. So in other words, we're now splitting up the deliberation and decision stage and the announcement and proclamation to the public stage. Until now we said, don't do anything prior to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because of Shikcha. Now it's Neatchak, if we're concerned that we may not get the Yonim later, or maybe the Gentile king is going to cause us trouble, so then you can go and deliberate even prior to Rosh Hashanah, but only declare it post-Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi says you should declare it Miyad. In fact, the Gemara says that Miyad, after Rosh Hashanah, perhaps the reason is so that it should already be irrevocable, that they already did it, so that the Edomite king shouldn't go afterwards and say, well, I don't want you to be ma'aber. Well, I'm sorry, everybody is already in the train of thought and we're already preparing and it's already done. So done deal. So it says, Ne'atchang ma'aber yitzach arishana miyad. V'yavu b'kein. Nevertheless, ain't...
Pasha Pshad is saying that ain't ma'aber no sashan lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'imruah ain't ma'aber tabam ne'atchach ma'aber also achar Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would say that you don't, you know, it's what we're saying, Rashi, is that you sort of split it, you say it before, you declare it before, the based in sense, and then you only disseminate the ruling afterwards. Mm-hmm. But the question of Shana the more is that you don't do it that way, you do it all after Rosh Hashanah, as we see.
So we're starting off, don't be ma'abrit lefnei Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Right? But ne'atchak, you can do it after Rosh Hashanah. Why only ne'atchak? Why can't you do it stam? The whole problem, he says, is lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, is the chmashma that after Hashanah is permissible, right? So what is it? Oh, but however, if it's a big tchak, then you can do it after Rosh Hashanah miyad. We just said there's no problem after Hashanah. The problem is only before Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi said we're missing dayanim and we're concerned about what's going to happen. So you can be ma'avrit, but only be ma'idiyat subsequently after Hashanah because of the shikha concern. Okay? The Alva began continuing right to the Braisa. Ein ma'abrin ella odar. However, under all circumstances, you only make two odars. In other words, don't make two cheshvins or two kislevs or two tevis. Always two odars. Breitimor eni. Is that really true that you're telling me that this is so important that you can't do it before Rosh Hashanah? I will show you that there was a Maaseh Shehoyah, that they in fact did sit and decided it, not in Rosh Hashanah, in Chodesh Av, and then El and Tishrei, wow, many months before. Now the Gemara is going to bring a story now where it's specially written very, very cryptically with code language. Our Gemara doesn't explain why, but apparently it's because of, again, the concern of the Edomite king that Rashi quoted before, that was trying to cause trouble and didn't allow for Jews to go and practice their religion in according to the dictates. So as you'll see, a lot of these words are in code language, apparently so that people shouldn't, if they sent a letter or they sent a telegram, what's a telegram? They specially did it in code language so that the censor wouldn't be able to go and say, hey, what were they doing over here? Soktimar, Vasholchu le Rava, Zug, they sent to Rava the Zug, a peer of Talmid Chachamim, Bo Me Rakas. Rakas is another name for Tveria, as we have in the beginning of Masechtes. Also in the beginning of and the beginning of Masechtes Tanis. So it says that Rakas and Tveria, a Zug of Talmid Chachamim came from there, Utvetofsu Nesher, and they were caught by Nesher. Who's Nesher? Says Rashi, they were caught by, sorry?
Eagle.
Eagle?
Eagle.
And Nesher literally is an eagle. But here it doesn't mean, again, we're using code terms. So Rashi said the Nesher here is referring to Chel Harsium. Rashi is directly on the same line as our Gemara, directly parallel. Tafsu Nesher. Nesher is Chel Harsium. A group of military officers of the Persians went and chapped them. Ubiyodam Dvor Manasim Beluz. And they had in their suitcases, they had brought along with them things that had been made in Luz. Umayniu, what was made in Luz? Tcheles. And Rashi says, we know from Igmar Masechtas, Soita, that in Luz, that was the major center for the manufacture of Tcheles, used for the tzitzis, for your arba kanfois, for a talis. So that's what they brought along. And continues now this letter. Bischus ha-rachmim, because of the rachmim the Kodesh Baruch Hu had, u'bischusam, and in their own schus, yotze b'sholem, Baruch Hashem, they got out from having been captured by the military officers of the Persians, and they freed them. V'amusei yereche nachshoin. Amusi Reche Nachshon means the descendants of Nachshon ben Aminodav. Why are we referring to Nachshon ben Aminodav? Because he was the first of the Nesiim, and we learned yesterday that you cannot be Ma'aber the year without the consent and the authority of the Nasi. So therefore, the current Nesiim, who are all Einiklach of the original Nasi, Nachshon ben Aminodav, Bikshu Lekvoyen Nitziv Echad, they wanted to go and establish an additional month. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the word Nitziv means month. They wanted to go and add another month, another make a Shana Muberes. Like we said in the Rashi before, this Adoimi didn't want to allow for it. And here you have the Rashi that addresses this directly. If you go, the Rashi is about, I don't know, five lines below where we are in the Gemara. Lehinichan Adoimi Halos, Malchus Harishoa, Gozra Gzeira Lein. It doesn't allow for it. No, forget about it. In fact, there's another gears instead of Gezeira, it says on the side, Shmad. Shmad, they wanted to Shmad them all to make them into Christians or what have you. So, they didn't want to allow them to follow through with the Amusei Yerechei Nachshoin that wanted to make an Ibio.
Amusei is translated as
Amusei Votan. That means women that are carrying, mean they're pregnant, the Torah used the expression Amusei Votan. So these are the Musei Yerechei.
They're carrying a baby, an Uber.
Exactly. So these are the future generations, right, who are being carried forth by the new mothers over the years. Av Bali Asufois, Bali Asufois you have in the Torah that's referring to Talmid Chachamim. Nesvu got together, Vekovu Loi, and they decided, yes, we're going to do a Netziv Echad, we're going to add an additional month. When they decided this, they especially didn't do it between Tishrei and Adar, because they figured the Gentile kingdom and their officers were looking over our shoulders at all times. So they did it prior to Rosh Hashanah, B'Yerach, in the month, Shemes by Ahar Nakoy. As we know, that's the only yard site which is brought in the Torah, and that Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av. So therefore they got together in the Chodesh of Av, and so, period. So, we see from that that you can decide on the Ibra Shana, not only post Tishrei Miyad, but even before Tishrei, and even before El, and into Av. Yeah, and before Rosh Hashanah, thank you. So even in Av. So Ayin Bazoi, Freikti Gemara, you just said now that you cannot do it before Rosh Hashanah, Ayin Ma'abrin Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, even if you did it after Rosh Hashanah, Miyad, you make the announcement, and so on and so forth. Itzach Shver L'choyra on the brights that we said before. Every Mar Chashuvei Mechashvi, Ki Ludoi Loi Megali. Now this, again, is what we were talking about before, Brother Shai. Chashuvei Mechashvi, you can make all the Cheshboinus that you want, even prior to Rosh Hashanah, Begiluy Le Megali, but do not be Megali, in other words, don't proclaim it until after Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because if you're going to do it after Rosh Hashanah, people are, if you're going to do it before Rosh Hashanah, people are going to forget. And Rashi repeats this again, Geluy Le Megali, go down a couple of lines, and Rashi, Ad the Acher Rosh Hashanah, only be Megali, in other words, only publicize this decision after Rosh Hashanah, Shle Yishkechu B'nei Agoyle, that people should not forget. Apparently, before Rosh Hashanah, people are so busy with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, it'll be total havoc and it'll be tumultuous. Wait until after Rosh Hashanah, maybe even till the end of Tishrei, and then people will have a better sense and they'll remember. Fine.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
You don't want the Edomites to know that you're going to, but you don't want people to forget.
Exactly. So we have to do. So,
you tell the whole population somebody's going to talk.
No, obviously the Edomites are going to know, but apparently it's already too late. In other words, they can go and make an announcement before davening. Nobody come to Shachris this morning, and nobody put on tefillin and close up the shul. But if the shul was open and they only arrived at 9 o'clock after everybody's davened and after everybody put on tefillin, it's already a little bit too late to go and say you can't go and daven Shachris anymore today, and you can't go to tefillin today. So here, if they find out that we're ready to make the cheshbonis, they'll prevent all the rabbis from doing so. All the rabbis with the long beards, they'll put them in jail, in cages, in a bar. They won't allow them to go and meet. However, if we meet before they arrive on the scene, we've already made the decision, we're ready to publicize it. Sorry, Edomites, is already too late. Everybody knows it's going to be the next month.
In Av, you don't yet have a sense of the crop of the grain and the peiros, and you need two of the three. So I understand the tkufa, because tkufa already you can know from Tishrei, from Av even, that the tkufa is not going to stem with Chodesh Ha'aviv. But the grain and the peiros, though, how would they know if it will be sufficient or not?
I'm not in the agriculture business, but presumably they had farmers that they were experts who said, based on last year's grain and produce and harvest season, and based on the almanac of what we expect, the amount of rain, the amount of snow, and the amount of sleet, and it's going to be 11 days earlier, so presumably they have some sense of it. Anyways, look tomorrow, one of the very cryptic and code terms that we had in this story was the word nitziv. That it says they bikshu lekvoya nitziv echad, and we said nitziv means they wanted to add another month. Frankly, when my mashma the high nitziv lishin the yarchu, nitziv is usually an officer, an official. He's a representative. How does that? What does that have to do with a month? Says, well, I'll tell you. Dechsev shteitn pasuk. For lishloim mishnei moser nitzivim al kol Yisrael vechilkelu es amelach viesbeisoi choydish pashanim. Shloim amelach had 12 nitzivim. Rashi says nitzivim means memunim. Munim means officials or officers that were in charge of Gans Klai Yisrael in terms of food. The Chilkelu Es HaMelech V'Esbeisei Chodesh Bashana. These 12 did not work all at the same time, but rather they were split up 12 months. One worked in Tishrei and the other Cheshvan and the Kislev. Yes?
Isn't it also used when the wife Allah looked behind her, she became a pillar of
Tzitzit Melech? Yeah, that is correct.
Verbiage?
Same, it's the same word for sure. The question is, how is that related? Is the this nativ and that nativ? Yeah, so you already announced your forthcoming coming, so, and Baruch Hashem, you arrived.
She didn't become an officer. So.
Baruch Hashem. So nativ in that sense means a pillar. So perhaps an official is like the pillar of the government or the pillar of society or something like that. Yeah. Maybe there's some sort of relationship.
It's a pillar. Even today, there is a Natsiv is represented.
Yeah, exactly.
Officer.
Sure. It represents others. Yeah.
Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin.
Naftali
Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. The Rosh
Hashanah Natsiv. Yeah, very good. Beautiful.
He's a monthly shiur.
He was a monthly?
A monthly shiur, that's why it's called that.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so now that we know that Netziv has a number of definitions, the one thing we did not know that Netziv also stands for month. And the question is, where does that come from? And therefore, says the Gemara, we learned it from the Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. The Shlomo HaMelech had 12 Netzivim, 12 representatives, officials, officers, etc., that were in charge, each one per month. One Netziv per month.
What are you doing a leap year?
That's the next pasuk. Voksev, and yet there's a second pasuk. Unetziv echad asher ba'aretz. Now we have one netziv that's in the land. So on the surface, we have a stira. Here it says we have 12, and here it says we have one. Make up your mind. Rabbi Yehuda ve'Rav Nachman chad omer echad mamuna al kulam. There were 12, and then there was the super officer in charge of the 12 officers to make sure that they weren't falling asleep at the wheel. Somebody on top of them. V'chad Omar, what's the next one?
Choshibur.
Oh, so Baruch Hashem. V'chad Omar k'neg Choshibur. That in those years, when we in fact had 13 months, he only had 12 official 12 Netzivim. Oh, it was Netziv Echad Shibaretz. He had a long vacation. He only had to work once every 2-3 years, every time that there was another Ibiyah. But what do I see from this pasuk? That there's a relationship between the word Netziv and Chodesh. That each Chodesh had a Netziv. So when we wanted to go and say this code language in this message, so especially use the word Netziv, because that corresponds to that pasuk that there's a Netziv on each month.
So that was utterly,
utterly, yes.
Delightful.
Delightful.
During the war, when Jews were warning each other what deportation meant to Poland, they often used code language.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from Uncle Moves and et cetera, that. That there's a lot, you know, they because they knew the Germans were reading all the mail, they didn't want to disclose that they knew what was happening.
Seriously, exactly. The reason they didn't want to, they needed to use the code, mm-hmm. Seriously. It's hard for me to
say. I know, I really, that in itself is a pun. Yeah, keep going.
That they didn't, Rosh Chodesh was not looked upon well by those who wanted to spiritually cripple us.
Right, that's one of the things in Hanukkah, learning Torah, Kviyas HaChodesh,
Shabbos,
and Shabbos.
So by using the code, they would never know.
They wouldn't know the Jewish code of law either.
Right.
So I have all three. My daughter gave birth to a boy whose meal is going to be on Shabbos, and this week is Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, gewaldig. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem. Zamet mazel. Zamet mazel. So, Tanur Ban. Ein ma'abris ha-shonim lo'y mishon l'chaberta v'lo'y sholosh shonim zu achar zu. What means lo'y mishon l'chaberta? If the rabbis see that for sure by next year we're going to have to go and add an extra month, because we see that Pesach is slowly but surely creeping from April to March, right, to February, and it's soon going to be in the middle of January.
It must be spring, and it's a Chag Aviv.
Exactly, it's got to be Chodesh Ovid. Very, very good. So if you see that eventually you're going to have to do it, so you figure, why should I wait until next year? Let's do it already this year. Mm-hmm. No. Unless this year has one of the three Sibois that we spoke about before, then you do it this year. But if you can push it off for next year, you do it for next year. No, don't do it prematurely. Also, don't do Ibra Shana 3 years one after the other. Mm-hmm. We, of course, don't even have 2 years after the other.
It's forbidden,
that's what it says. Forbidden v'loy sholish anam zvachazu. And the reason for that, says Rashi, because if you're otherwise, what's going to happen is, if you're going to keep on adding more chodesh ibors, v'loy nissen hashlishi be'em tzakayit. Nissen is no longer going to come out April time, it's going to come out in June or July time. So you can't keep on pushing off again and again and again. So don't do it 3 years after the other.
Authorities can't be adders. Adders.
Oh, yeah. I love all of your utterances. Reb Shimon, Maaseh Reb Akiva, Sheyechovish Beis Vesurim. Reb Akiva, unfortunately, was in jail. We know already about that he was put in jail because he was Velamed Magid Shiur Berabim, and they put him in jail. Ve'im Bershol Yishanim Zuach Hazu. When he was there in jail, all the rabbis consulted with him, and they decided to make Ibur Hashanah 3 years, one after the other. And you just said you're not allowed to do 3 years after the other.
3 years, one after the other, then it shouldn't be one after another either. So Kosha came one after another, three after another. Ibur Hashanah lo mishana lechavarta. And then so...
Prospectively, that's referring to not doing it 2 years after another. That's doing it this year for prospectively for next year. So you don't do deliberation for this year for next year. That's the first rule. That's the first
way to Rosh Hashanah.
And the Shana Chavetz doesn't mean 2 years in a row. Uh-huh. As Barry just explained, it means don't decide now to make an Ibur Shana now, because we don't do it this year, we're going to have to do it next year.
If Tavshin Pei, hey, we don't say now, we don't deliberate for Tavshin Pei Vav.
Very good. If you want to take a look at the Rashi, because I see you're still in doubt to Brother Shai, Yishona Lechaverta, it's parallel to our Gemara here. Em Shona Habot, next year, you know, for sure you're going to have to, because you see that Nissan is already creaking into the beginning of March and soon into February. Don't do the Ibur Yod this year because of next year. And the Tzrichin is Abba, when you need it, you worry about it then. You know, Dai L'Simcha B'Shata. You don't do it now, you'll wait until next year. And then the second halacha was, and don't make three Ibur Yods one after the other, because that would be a mistake, because the Nissan is going to be pushed, Pesach is going to be after Shavuot, so to speak. It's going to be June or July. You can't have that. So don't do it 3 years in a row.
Why? The 3 years after, Rashi says, as we explained, Jim Kane,
exactly.
But that's possible. I mean, of course we know that, because that's the whole reason why we're Mavra. The Shana was just so that we shouldn't have...
Because the natural draw of the algorithm of 354 days of the lunar year is to draw Nisan earlier. So you're always fighting it. You're always fighting
the say you push it three. I mean, to me, it's a dover push it. You wouldn't do that. Why would one maybe four? Or five?
So you're saying this price is telling us the dover pshuta. Yeah, good point. It's a dover push it. Yeah. Continuing on. I thought you would ask another question. Why do we have to talk about three? Even 2 years we don't.
Right.
Okay, so that's the middle choice. Pirish Ritzufois, don't make it consecutive. Shlyovi Nisan, a Pesam, Emzakai, it's going to Pirish Bekotris. Ukzask Oshed, my Irisholish, a Philistine Nami, Void, etc. Ayin Chal. Getting back to our Gemara, Rib Shimon Masa, Rib Kiva, Sheikhov's basis for him, and they did do 3 years in a row. Oh, yoy, Nisan's going to fall out in the middle of the summer. Rulaisa, they said to me, Shom Raya, you don't understand what was going on. Bezna Yosh Vakovu, Achach Achas Bizmana. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva was considered, says Rashi, to be Chochem Gadol Haya. He was the Gadol Hador, especially in Ibur Hashanah matters. And therefore, since someone is in jail, you never know if they're going to come out of jail. And if they come out of jail, you don't know if they're going to come out alive or Chas V'Shalom not alive. So they figured, I'm sorry?
That's why they bench Gomel after you get out of jail.
Yeah, very good. But you only bench Gomel after you get out of jail, if you get out of jail. And if you're alive. But if Chas V'Shalom you remain in jail, or if you come out otherwise, it's going to be a real mess. It's a very grave situation, and we're not going to go and bench Gomel.
And if you're Yosef, it's in the pits,
right. The Kabbalik. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar, so what did they do? So all the Chachamim said, we're going to try to get the Heter to meet with Rabbi Kiva, so they had to go and apply to the government. Yeah, okay, so they gave him a half an hour, they sat down with Rabbi Kiva. They said, Rabbi Kiva, we need your great Chachmah, your intelligence, your wisdom. What's the next time we should go and make Ibur Hashanah? So they figured out for the next 5, 6, 7 years, when the next three Ibur Yods should be. So it's not that they did Ritzufois. They only made the Cheshbonois for the next three times, which may have been only after 6 years, 7 years, whatever.
Or 19 years.
In 19 years, only have three?
We have five.
Five or seven.
Didn't they do that because they thought Rabbi Kiva would not be alive anymore?
And therefore, what's your point?
And therefore, they needed to get the word in advance.
That's exactly what the Morris Teretz is. So let's look at the Rashi. I see everybody's kind of agitated about this. Bez and Yoshua Kova, I would also be agitated. Kiva's
in jail.
So Bez and Yoshua Kova, Kolachas Yachadizmana, Vloy Imru Gibu Shanim Ritzufois, Vloy Zu Achar Zu Hayu, Elam and Nisha Vikiva Chochem God Lawyer, Ubaki Bibra Shana, Vu Oimid Lehari Chas Vishalom, Bo Bez and Yoshua Ima, Vainu Bi Ibr Gimel Shanim for the future, Vloy Ritzufois, Kolachas Yachadizmana, Tomrim, the Adchak, so you could go and decide today for the next three Ibur over the next 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, etc. How do you know that it's seven times in 19 years? Because 19 times 11 is 209.
19 times 11 is simple.
It's 209.
Right.
Good. And now 7 times 30 is 210. So not all of the years are going to be 30, right? We said we have sometimes it's just 29. So it's going to align itself seven times in 19 years.
Thank you.
That you'll
Thank
make
you.
Up.
Thanks for that mnemonic. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, no, it's easy to remember. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, there's no kasher of Akiva. They sat together to go and be ma'abra the next three ibiyos, but not that they should be retufais, but over the next 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever the cheshvan was. In other words, in 3 years from then, or 5 years from then, when they had the next, or the second, or the third of the three ibiyos, then they were kovei at that time, and then they publicize it based on the decision that had already been made years before. Turn about. Aim Abba the Shana will be Shvias, will be Matsoi Shvias. In Abba the Shana, not in Shemitah year, and not in the year after Shemitah year. Now, what's the reason why you don't do it in Shemitah year? Because in Shemitah year, there's a prohibition of working in the fields. And it's difficult for farmers. Every time Shemitah is over, they have a lot of work to do in terms of cleaning up. They have to prune all the trees, and they have to go and clear out all the other stuff. The whole year, they weren't able to do anything. So we don't want to agonize them even greater and make it even worse for them. It's bad enough that 12 months they couldn't work. We don't want to give them 13 months you can't work. V'loy b'matzoy shviyas. And the same thing that comes in matzoy shviyas. Why? Because people all want to go and eat fresh bread and fresh challah and fresh matzah and fresh cake and things like that. And only by Louis could they say, if you have no challah, go and eat cake. But they couldn't eat anything. You have to wait now in the eighth year for the bringing of the korban omer to be able to go and eat now from the new tvua. If you're going to go and postpone it yet another year, another month, it's like extending the yemei ra'ovain, those years of famine. Not really famine, but the fact is, you weren't able to go and eat fresh anything for such a long time. So now, in the beginning of the eighth year, for the first time, they're now planting and plowing for the first time now in 2 years, right? Because the previous year they couldn't. So you want to be able to go and eat from the new produce as quickly as possible. Amos Irikin Laber, when typically did they make an Ibiyor if all the Cheshbonis worked out? On Erev Shvias, the year before Shemitah. What's the reason why? Because this allowed the farmers to go and work 13 months before Shemitah begins, so they were able to chaparain more work prior to the Shnasa Shemitah. So based on Gamliel, he ma'aber matzoy shvius. However, based on Gamliel, they were ma'aber in the eighth year. Didn't you say a moment ago you should not? So what's the reason? Look to Dani Tanoi. Oh, it's dependent on a machlokes Tanoim legabi importing tvua and fruits from Chutz Laaretz. And even today, I'm sorry,
wasn't that bad? The ground was harmful, was sinful.
What's the ground?
The outside of Eretz Yisrael.
But
the fruit would be growing.
The fruit are okay. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat a fruit from Chutz Laaretz.
They're right.
The answer is you're allowed to eat a fruit from Chutz Laaretz. Don't be upset. It's the Tumas Eretz Amim, you're right, but that's not Metame the fruits. So Metame if you walk in Eretz Amim, or if you bring the gush. The gush means clods of earth. From
the cause of birth, if they're hanging on to the roots.
Exactly, and that's presumably what you were thinking.
And they would ship the fruit with the dirt to preserve it.
And how do you know that? We had it in Rashi in yesterday's lady. That's what Yosef did.
To preserve
all the fruit, because after all, it had to last for 7 years. They would go and put them in these large storage warehouses, whatever, with the original earth together.
It would have been soiled.
Okay. We're not finished. We're not leaving you standing here holding Schmidt in your hand. You're not allowed to bring Yerek from Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Seinu Etira, the Rabbi Seinu said, you are allowed to bring Yerek from Chutz Laaretz. My Benai, what's the Siba Samachlekes? Are you concerned about the fact that when they import the Yerek, not only vegetables, but all different types of foods and tvu and all the rest, that the clods of soil, And if you do have the clods of soil coming into Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, they are metame. At least they're metame be'oil. It may not be metame maglomas, but at least they're metame be'oil. And therefore what's going to happen is, if you have these clods of earth together with food in the same warehouse, all the food is going to become tame. You won't be able to eat it. At least those people that are makbet eat everything betar. So therefore, so what does it have to do with us?
How could it be tame be'oil and not be metame be'magel and masa?
It's the rabbanon. The whole thing is right. So now, so what is that Gemara telling us? So bottom line, Zukti Yatzti Gemara. That's why there's a machloikis whether or not you should or should not be ma'abed shana b'matzoi shvius. In the Beis Ram Gamliel, they did import lots of food from Chutz Laretz. So both during the Shemitah year and in the post-Shemitah year, the Shanas HaShemines, Baruch Hashem, they had plenty of food. There was no pressure to, Shnel, let's go and get Israeli produce and from Eretz Yisrael. Everybody wants Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, the Tar, Avad. But at least in terms of the hunger pains or hunger pangs, it was not pinging or panging at all because Baruch Hashem, there was plenty of stuff coming in from Chutz Laretz. So they're from Arba Mitzoy Shvius. However, the previous part of the price that it says, Ein Ma Mitzoy Shvius is talking about in those places where they did not import from outside. So people were desperate to eat from the new Tvua, from the new Paris, and all the rest, and therefore, don't be Ma'abrit, don't push it off a month. Let's be able to eat from the new Tvua as soon as possible. Okay. Tana Rabban. Brother Shai, we're now on the same page with us. Baruch Hashem, on the same page, same doctrine.
You're Dalet Amadalev.
Exactly.
You're
Beis Amadalev. Good. Tana Rabban. Ein Ma'abrit. You know why it's Yud Beis Amadalev? Because it's 12 months and we have to see whether we have to go to Daf Yud Gimel to add 1 month. Okay. It's only to your effect on me. It's your influence. Tana Rabban. Ein Ma'abrit is a Shonim of Nei HaTumah. We're not Ma'abrit is a Shonim of Nei HaTumah. What Tumah are we referring to? So this is a big machlokes. Exactly. Look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. What's Mepnei HaTumah? Shenitmu b'mei ochaz oviv mei avoid zora. Okay, so I'm sorry. That's really going to the next chikluma. Go up two lines. Mepnei HaTumah, four lines from the bottom. Gagoin shohi nosi choyla. The nosi was very sick. V'amdu, and the doctor said he's going to pass away Erev Pesach, or shnei yom koidim. On the side it says shishi yom koidim. A few days before Pesach, the Nossi is going to pass away. When the Nossi passes away, everybody in Klal Yisrael participates in the Levai. And we're afraid of Yutameim. And therefore, if not every Yid in Klal Yisrael, but Roiv of Klal Yisrael, or a very large percentage, are all going to become Tamei. That's one reason. Oisho Yeruben Tameim Besoif Adar. Most of them were Tamei already. It's not that we're predicting for the future. Most of them were already Tamei. No, so where's the Eifer Parah? The cold Eifer Parah. Unfortunately, holy cow, there is no Eifer Parah left. They put up ads all over for a red heifer, and there were no takers or no givers. Then you have to go and bring the carbon Pesach betumah, as we know, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Either tumah hotra betzibur or dechuyehi betzibur, which means that if roiv of Klal Yisrael happened to be tameim, when it comes Karm Pesach, you do not tell everybody, wait until Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only by a Yochid or Yechidim, even if the Yechidim happen to be in the thousands. However, when you're talking about the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, they bring the Karm Pesach Bizmanoi, either because of Hutra Betzibur or Dechuyah Betzibur.
They include women.
We're going to talk about that as well. I'm very glad that you brought that up. We're going to talk about that later on in the Taf. It's Tanur Ban. Ein Ma'abed Hashanah Mnei HaTumah. Don't be Ma'abed Hashanah Mnei HaTumah. What's the reason why? Because if there's a problem that most of Klal Yisrael is tameh, fine. So you go and bring the Korban Pesach betumah. It's totally permissible. And therefore, don't be ma'amad here. Don't push off Pesach. Oh, let's wait until we get some parah duma, efer parah, and be matayr everybody. No, it's mutl chetchila. Go and bring it right now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ma'abim. No, we are ma'abim. Now, on the surface, l'choyr the machloikis is very simple. Lagami, this shayla we just talked about, tumah, hutra betzibur or dechuyah betzibur. What does that mean, hutra or dechuyah? Both of them agree that if Klal Yisrael has to bring a korban tzibur, either each individual has to bring the korban pesach, or Klal Yisrael in general have to bring a korban tzibur, and most of Klal Yisrael or most of the kahanim happen to be tameim, you're allowed to. I'm sorry.
Rav Shlatin.
Reb Shmuel. Okay, that's a different story. Yeah. Whether it's Reb Shmuel or whether it's Reb, every Shevet, that's already in Mesechtas Hoyrius and other Mesechtas. Yeah. But for our purposes, all we have to know is that Reb of Klal Yisrael became Tamei, you're allowed to go, or Reb of the Kahana became Tameim, you're allowed to go and bring the Kabonis B'Tamei. The question is this L'chadchila, Hutra B'Tzibar? Don't even think about it. Yes, it's Mutter. Or the Chuyim B'Tzibar means, if you have no other choice, then that's the way you gotta go and do it. And we're not happy about it. You know, it's really a big shasad chak, a big bidyevet. So you can tell me, what nafkamina? If people are telling me, they're telling me you gotta bring it, well, what's a chili? Oh, see, here's a perfect nafkamina. If you hold the tumma hutra b'tzibur, says the Tanakhama, then aim abrin. I know that Rav of Klai Yisrael is tummy. What can I do about it? Bring your carbon, even though we're all tummy, tumma hutra b'tzibur. The Buddha says, no. If you have an eitzah, don't bring your b'tzibur. So you go and push off the Pesach for 1 month by adding an additional Chodesh Adar. Once you do that, then Rav of Klai Yisrael will already have been mitired themselves, at least that's the hopeful expectation, so that we'll be able to go and bring the Karbanis at that time. So don't, in other words, we'll bring the Karban Pesach Bizmani on Pesach Rishon, but not now, a month later, because it's going to be Ma'avre the Shana. Much better to be able to bring it with Tahara than to do it tomorrow. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says the following. He's trying to buttress his argument, but as we'll see shortly, L'choy Rabbi Yehuda is soiser himself. Where's Rabbi Yehuda soiser? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'izim b'chizki melech Yehuda she'iber es ha'shana m'pnei ha'tuma. He was ma'aber the shana m'pnei ha'tuma. What tuma are we referring to? Was it masses that became tomei because they had a levaya or something? So this is the Rashi I was started before. The two lines on the bottom. This is talking about Chizkiya Melech. You know, Chizkiya Melech was the son of Ochaz. Ochaz one of Chizkiya was a great tzaddik, but Ochaz was not. Ochaz was not a great tzaddik. In fact, we'll have mentioned at the end of our Masechta whether Ochaz is one of those kings that unfortunately does not get a chedek l'olam haba. Four kings and three hedjoites. We'll see Mitchum in Perik HaChedek all the way to the end of the Masechta. Anyways, M'nei HaTumah, Nitmu b'mei Ochaz Oviv. How did they become Tomei? May avoid Zara. Shleichoshu l'Torah. Unfortunately, they were not choshish for Torah. I don't know why Rashi adds Shleichoshu l'Torah. It's the answer is because unfortunately they were all metame by doing avoid Zara, following in the footsteps of their king Ochaz. And what if Chizkiyo HaMelech made them all into Bali Tshuva? The Yoda, and he knew Shlo Yaspiku Kulun Loviv Litor Ad HaPesach. He knew that by the time Pesach comes, a very large percentage will have been retired themselves from the Avodah Zarah, but not everybody. Therefore, he pushed it off. He pushed Pesach for 1 month further, so everybody should be retired themselves. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, isn't the din of the tumah that we're worried about a tumah's mess? What is this Avodah Zarah business? Mm-hmm. So the bottom choices tells us that the Chachomim were mesakein Tumah by Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing in the Torah. It's Midrabban. And they made it a very intense form of Tumah, so intense as if it was Tumas Mes. So if someone was Oisik in Avodah Zarah, this is considered to be such a terrible thing that he now has to have the Hazor Shlishi Shvi from the Paraduma as if he became Tumah b'Mes.
It's spiritual death.
Spiritual death. Very good. So that's how Toysis explained to Rashi, and then Toysis himself brings a second pshat from the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? Something astounding. It's the last Toysis over here in the Amid. Go back one. You're always ahead of me. I know.
Wow.
Anyway, the Yerushalmi, you see about halfway down the Toysis, the last Toysis, the Yerushalmi, Omar, the Gugaltoi shall Aravna Hayavusi, the Gugolis, the skull of Rav Yevusi. You remember Rav Yevusi was the one that originally owned the Mokam HaMikdash and he sold it to David HaMelech.
Right.
Apparently sometime after that time he passed away and somehow or other they buried his skull, maybe the whole body, and they just found the skull. Where Matutachas HaMizbeach? Inside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore all the Kahanim and presumably all the Oilim Regel, they all became Tameim.
Wait, you're not a Rov Binyan, you're Rov Binyan.
Sorry?
Rov binyan, rov minyan.
And yeah. Therefore,
so if it was, just
Gogolus, first of all, a Gogolus or a Shedra is on its own. That's beside
Gogolus, you know, so just the Gogolus.
Just Gogolus is on its own, and Shedra is on its own to be metam.
And with a finger.
It's only if the, so the, in terms of the rest of the body, you're right, just having a couple of bones is not metam of oil, even though etzem kis oil is metam of magumasa. But in terms of the metam of oil, you have to have a roiva atzamais, it's a roiva kav atzamais. However, if you have the right
thing.
Presumably, but it was under the mizbeach.
Okay,
the mizbeach that was a mile on it.
The mizbeach from the chub of the karka is not because it's become a tub.
Not all mizbeaches. You could move the mizbeach from place to place. That's the last mishnah in Chagiga, whether they had to go and mitar the mizbeach, whether it's considered to be a
chub or not.
A chub or not.
The skull was included. The head yod.
Anyway, that's the choices. I'm a farshim who I'm sure wax on at great length about this whole story. But for two reasons why Klal Yisrael were tamei in the times of Ochaz and the time of Chizkiah, either because of Avodah Zarah or because of this Arab Yebusi scholar. Anyway, so therefore he, Chizkiah Melech, was ma'abed shanim. After he did that, ubikesh rachmim al atzma, he felt that he had erred and that he had sinned, and therefore he was mavakish rachman, Rabbi Yishlom, have rachmanas in me for my terrible aveira that I did. What terrible aveira did he do? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say ma'abrim? You're allowed to be ma'abrim. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's telling this story, Mas Bechizkiah. So Yimora is going to ask on the Amid Beis, this seems to be inconsistent. Here Rabbi Yehuda, you're no problem, be ma'abrim, show him the atoma. And then a minute later tells us, by Chizkiah, he did it. And after that, he said, Hashem the Beganu a few times because he felt he sinned. How do we know that he felt he sinned? Chizkiah said in the Pasuk, many, many of Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, had not been retired themselves. Ki ochlu esa pesach beloi, and beloi ke kosev, and they went and they ate the Karim Pesach against what is written. What does that mean? So look at the top Rashi. Sheibar es hashanim epnei hatuma shaloi kados. Roiv of Klal Yisrael were eating the Karim Pesach against the laws. What means against the laws? That the ma'abed hashanah, they pushed it off a month because of the tumah. Says Chesky, I shouldn't have done that. I should have left it bizmanoi, and if roiv of Klal Yisrael happens to be tumah, we'll bring the karm bizmanoi. After all, tumah hutra mitzibur. Ki ispal Chesky aleim leimor Hashem atoiv yechaper ba'at. I ask Rabbi Yisrael, please be mechaper for me for this terrible sin that I was ma'aber mipnei hashanah, mipnei hatumah. I should not have been ma'aber mipnei hatumah.
But if he did it, he did it, and it should be effective.
So he was effective.
So why does he have to ask for forgiveness for these people? Because they have.
Because he felt that he did something that was wrong.
He did something wrong, but they didn't do anything wrong.
He doesn't say that they collapsed a shamah. Said he collapsed. It says ubikish rachmam al atzmai. He said, Rabbi Yisraelim, Echbet Rachmanis, I did a terrible boo-boo, a terrible mistake. Please, come be Merachim and Mechaper on me. So he was Mechaper Taka for himself. It doesn't say for them. Zok the Yimara. So far we have Estira, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to address that in another 10, 12 lines. But in the meantime, we're continuing the Braisa. So far we had a Tanakama, we had a Rabbi Yehuda, now we have Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ibnei HaTuma Ibruha Mu'ubaris. If it was because of Tuma, that one is ma'aber. It sounds like from Reb Shimon, l'chatchila, don't be ma'aber. But if you did it already, mu'beres, it works. Why was Chizkiah HaMelech then asking Kodesh Baruch for Rachmanis? But the evidence works, so okay, he should have done l'chatchila, but because of that, he doesn't have to clap, you know, clap Hoshanis and clap Sham the Meganu 1,000 times. Shem ma'abrim ela odor, v'u'iber nisan benisan. Ma'abrim ela odor means the only month that we are ma'abar is Adar, like we said in the Amid Aleph, and you're only ma'abar in Chodesh Adar.
Right.
Once it's already Chodesh Nisan, you can't change the clocks back, like on 2 o'clock in the morning, daylight savings time. Once it's Nisan, it's already too late. And he was ma'abar the Chodesh Adar Sheini in Nisan. The language of the Gemara is not so perfect, a libe de Rashi, because it should say, v'u iber Odor ben Nisan, that he made an Odor Sheni in Nisan. Because of that, the Yad Ramah disagrees with Rashi and learns Poshib Shat in the Gemara that instead of making a second Chodesh Adar, he made a second Chodesh Nisan.
Wow.
It doesn't make a difference, right? Pesach is going to be a month later. So he was Ma'aber Nisan ben Nisan.
Semantics, you would say.
Well,
we should have called it that.
It's a good thing Purim didn't happen yet, or they wouldn't know when to observe Purim.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did you hear that? We should have called it Datsun, because Nisan used to be Datsun.
Which is different. You have to know the joke. You have to know the seventh. You have to be an Alta.
Yeah, okay.
You took cars.
That was great.
Nisan is now merging with Honda, so.
But it may have been Datsun, but he was. He asked for Rachmunis because he went Keneged Hadat.
Okay.
And you know that's the point.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So, Zukti Gemara, Ibn Nisim and Nisim. Reb Shimon Yehuda and Mishim Reb Shimon. This is the second version of Reb Shimon.
Actually, son of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. It's Reb Shimon Bar. It's this Reb Shimon, son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda Bar Eloi, and then Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's interesting how, right?
Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon, the Gemara is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.
This is Reb Shimon Bar Yehuda, Mishum Bar
Yehuda. I don't know that this Yehuda is the same as Reb Yehuda Bar
Eloi. I believe it. Okay.
Maybe it was. Anyway, regardless, what did he say? He said, says Rashi Le'ibra, he was not Ma'ab of the year at all. Everything that we've said until now was Ma'ab of the year, it's in Ishtamis. So what was he being saying Al-Chet for? Elehisiyon le'Pesach Sheni Shalei Kedin. Because he, like the Gemara said, Neisha Heisi is Israel, last is Pesach Sheni. He said, Chevra, you're all Tamei. Don't bring the carbon now at Pesach Rishon, rather do it in Pesach Sheni. And if he did a mistake by clapping Al-Chet, it sounds like that Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Tmeim, and therefore they should have done it in Pesach Rishon, and he suggested all of them do a Pesach Sheni, and that's the reason why he was clapping. The Gemara is going to ask, I mean, every Cheder Yingel knows this thing, that you only go and bring Pesach Sheni if it's a Yochid, not if it's the Roiv Tzibur. So how could Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was such a great Talmud Chacham and such a great Mashpia, how could he make such a simple error?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in Mir Tashem in another 10 minutes or so. Okay. Omama, we go back to the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oim Ma'abr. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are Ma'abr Mepnei Hatum. How me Isle Rabbi Yehuda? Tuma Duchuyi Hibetzibah. Not Hutra, because if it's Hutra Betzibah, you don't have to be Ma'abr. Go and do it right now, Pesach Rishon, B'tumah. The fact that he was Ma'aber, he holds that Tumah is only T'chuya, not L'chadchila, no B'diyah. V'atani, we have a Braisa, Tzitz. Tzitz, as we know, is Meratza on a Korban Yochid. What's the din of a Tzitz? If the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, Bein she'esh nal mitzchay, Bein she'ein al mitzchay, Meratza, Dibber Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, it makes no difference if he's wearing it on Meitzachit. It's hanging up on the
on a peg.
It is Murat, even the box, right? So you have to think out of the box.
That's where it became, he was shechted, it became Tameh before the Zricha?
I don't remember the details at the moment, you'll excuse me. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Oide al Mitzchay Murat, as long as he's wearing his Murat, in al Mitzchay in Murat. If it's in the box, it doesn't work. The peg doesn't work. It's got to be al Mitzchay. Omer Reb Shimon. Koyin Gadol Yom Kippur Miyachiyach. The Koyin Gadol Yom Kippur. Sheina al Mitzchay. He doesn't wear the tzitz, not all the time. Some of the time he does.
But not on Yom Kippur.
The fly
of on Yom Kippur, they constantly change from one.
Five change of clothes.
Doesn't wear the tzitzis.
When he wears the big day zav, he does.
Not the tzitzis. I know that's what you meant. They are fushtay. Anyway, so all the time that he's wearing the big day lovin' when he's going lefnai v'lefnim, to go and do the zrikas inside the kodesh kodeshim, or to go and do the ktoiris. What happens then? Then he's only wearing the big day love, and he's not wearing the big day zav, as he usually does throughout the year. And they had five different times that they kept on.
Right.
That's why five tefillas and 10 kiddushadayim v'raglayim, as we learn in Masechtas Yuma. Anyway, but when he's bringing the real big time karbanis, and he's going the five and the fnim, then he's not wearing the tzitz, because he's just wearing the big day love. That being the case, yechiyach she'ein al mitzchay maratze. If chas v'shol, this cover was brought betumah, then the tzitz is maratze. So you see that even though you're not wearing it, it's maratze. Omle Reb Yehuda, harach liyom kippurim she'tumah hutra betzibor. We're not talking about yechidah, we're talking about tzibor. Tumah hutra betzibor, therefore that you don't need the tzitz for these purposes. So what do I see from this? That Reb Yehuda holds tumah Hutra Mitzibah. If you hold Tumah Hutra Mitzibah, why does Rabbi Yehuda say Ma'abrin? Nehatumah, you don't have to be Ma'abrin Nehatumah. Bring the Korban Pesach Be'tumah. since you're telling me that Roiv Tzibur happened to be Tamei, bring it. Why would you go and be Doichem? So they must say, Chastira, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'abrin. Why? Because Tumah is only Dechuyah Metzibur. That's why you don't want to do Metzibur if you don't have to, Metumah. Mm-hmm. So therefore you push it off. But here he says, Tumah Hotra Metzibur. He says, Befeirish.
Black and white.
Black and white. Even without that kasha, don't we have the internal contradiction that we had asked before? Tikshu l'choyi gufa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a ma'abrin. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mas, b'cheski melech Yehuda, shibes Hashem niyat tomo, b'kishu ach mala'atzmoy. So you see from that, that Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem Chizkiah, that Chizkiah felt that he did a mistake, and that's why he asked for a kapara. So here Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, no, probably ma'abrin. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, but Chizki felt if he was ma'aber, it's oinish. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, no, I'm bazoi, I'm ma'aber. I see from Chizki and Melech, that's not a good idea. It's a chasir, Rabbi Yehuda. We have to start the Braisa all over again. The Braisa that we start in the Amid Aleph, we start off with the Tanakam. Ein ma'aber seshonim ne hatum. That's what we learned on the Amid Aleph. But now we insert three words. That's the chasir mechzra. That's l'chat chila ein ma'aber. The Imebru, however, if you were Ma'aber, Mubaris, it works, it's fine, no problem. But the evidence works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Mubaris. Now notice this Rabbi Yehuda is the exact opposite of what we said before. Because before we said Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abrin, here he's saying, not only don't be Ma'aber l'chatchila, but even b'di'evet Einu Mubaris. It doesn't work, sinish git. V'om Rabbi Yehuda, bring a rai from Chizkiya Melech, don't go and be Ma'aber the Shana. So Gemara, if that's what have we accomplished with this? We've now forendered both kashas. Kasha number one that Rabbi Yehuda no longer says ma'abrin; he says einim uberes. Why did he say einim uberes? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah is hutra betzibur. If tumah is hutra betzibur, don't bother being ma'abrin. Go and bring the korban pesach betumah, and I'll bring a ride from Chizkiah Melech that Chizkiah went and made that Ibrishan, and then after that he felt bad, and he clapped Al-Chet a few times, because he shouldn't have done it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, both internally in the Braisa of Enfit, as well as from one Braisa to the other, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra Metzibah. But I have a new problem now. What's the new problem? How did we start the Braisa off according to this new version? It says, if you did it, did the Abed move Baris? Reb Shimon says, "Imam nehatume brua miuberes." Heine Tanakam. He's saying the same word. Nehatume brua miuberes. It works with the Eved. Amar Rav lechatchila ikibenayu. The chilik between the two is lechatchila. What does he mean? Because the Tanakam says very, very clearly, "Ein ma'abrin zishanim nehatume lechatchila." With the Eved miibrua miuberes. But doesn't Reb Shimon also use the same terms? Nehatume ibrua miuberes. Explains Rashi. The Reb Shimon holds that lechatchila you're allowed to be ma'aber the shana, even lechatchila, because he holds tumah dechuyehi betzibur. Don't bring the carbon pesach betumah if you can avoid it. Yes, push it off a month. If you're going to tell me that, why does he use this lashon of b'di'evet im ne'atumah ibrua mu'beres? Because since Rabbi Yehuda used the term einu mu'beres, so therefore to use the same poetic language, he said you're mu'beres. But he really holds that even lechatchila you're allowed to be ma'aber. So as a result, we have three opposing views over here, mikotza lakotza, where the Tanakhama says,
lechatchila, no, but
ein ma'avres Hashem liyatum, v'imbruha mi'beres. Lechatchila, don't do it, but b'di'evet, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, even b'di'evet, it doesn't work. And Rabbi Shimon says, even lechatchila, you're allowed. Rabbi Shimon says, lechatchila, you're allowed to be ma'aver. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even b'di'evet, you can't. And the Tanakhama is, yov yakosar shlishi, in between, lechatchila, not, but b'di'evet, you can't. Tanya Mihochin, that's not going to bring a right to this pshat. Ein ma'abrin is a shonim niyatoma lechatchila. Reb Shimon Oymen, no, even ma'abrin, even lechatchila. Okay, so if Reb Shimon holds ma'abrin lechatchila, so why was Chizkiah all in pain and he was banging and he's clapping his heart? Elam ne'im ma'abrin shrach malatz, why? Shem ma'abrin ela odar bu'iber nisan b'nisan. Because you're only supposed to go with ma'abrin lechodesh Adar. Meaning, according to a Rashi learns pshat, in chodesh Adar. He already made Ibur after Nisan had already been declared. Mm-hmm. Nisan had already been declared by the Bezin, it's Nisan. And then a day later they said, Rabbeisai, we made a tuis, a bubu. It's not, or we, based on our cheshboi, it doesn't have to be the descendant error. But they said, it's no longer Nisan, we're back into Chodesh Adar, now it's other Sheni. Sarokti went, that's why he was upset, because you're not supposed to be ma'aber in this and only in Chodesh Adar. But now we're going to explore that a little bit further. Amar Mat, Shem ma'aber el Adar, bu ibn nisim and nisim, v'lesle l'cheski ha'chodesh zel l'chem, zen nisim ve'in acher nisim. I don't understand. Doesn't he know that once you make Chodesh Nisan, you can't play around with this anymore? Now say Chodesh Adar. So, now, obviously, when we say Cheskia made a mistake in Shmuel, Shmuel didn't live
right,
at that time.
Right.
Not even earlier.
Not even Shmuel Anovi, it's a Shmuel the Amora.
Exactly. So, not only Shmuel Aleph was no longer alive, and Shmuel Beis already passed away. We're ready into Malachim. But, of course, he's referring to Shmuel the Amora. And the halacha was already known at that time, but not in the name of Shmuel. But the Gemara is saying, later on it became famous, and Shmuel was the one that codified it.
Publicized it.
Yeah, exactly. So what Shmuel is doing is he's adding one more layer. Not only you're not allowed to go and declare a second Adar, once the Bezdin has already publicized and declared Chodesh Nisan, but even if we haven't declared Chodesh Nisan, but we could have been Koivea Chodesh Nisan, when would be the earliest it could be Koivea Chodesh Nisan? On the 30th day of Adar. Meaning that Adar would be only 29 days, and the 30th day, don't make it into the 30th day of Adar. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're going to start now. 14 days from now is going to be Pesach Mitzvah. 15 days is going to be Pesach. So on the 30th day of Adar, even though the Beis Din has not yet declared that this is Chodesh Nisan, however, it's royal Chodesh Nisan, says Shmuel, from that point it's already too late. So if you want to make a Shonim Uber, it's the very last moment that you can do it,
it's
on 29th. The 29th day of Adar, but not on the 30th day.
Yeah, you mentioned with the Starlos, all the problems here, you started writing Nisan, and then you're going to do all the
Starlos. Isn't that to get out of that, you need Nisan and a Fluis.
There's also the king.
We have a problem with Purim, too, and then you have to go back again.
Well, so if you're the king.
Don't they have to do it before?
It's measured from Nisan.
In Maseches Megillah, it says that all of the Purim Halachas are all in Adar Sheni, they're not in Adar Rishon. So now what you're pointing out is, what happens if only after Purim they decided that they're going to make it up? Would we have to go and repeat all the thing?
Right.
So the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, Ein Bein, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Ella, something Bilvan. So you'd have to look up that Mishnah, that Gemara, to see whether there's certain things you'd have to repeat or whether you wouldn't have to repeat. Metshim, Korav, Meher, Yibana, Beis, Amigdash, we'll find out exactly. We haven't had this issue now for a couple of thousand years because of the calendar. But Amir Chisholm, shortly, we're going to have Elio Novi is going to have a lot of work to do in exploring all of these types of questions.
Well, the ones on your side.
Right, Moshe Rabbeinu. So we, and here we skip Tachlin both months.
Right.
Oh, so that would be another problem.
And the Tikkun, you have to bring the second Tikkun.
Shachmoros, the second time.
Oh, you give up, give up. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our.
Because you didn't have that problem because Purim didn't happen yet.
It would be utterly difficult.
Utterly, yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is, Cheskia Melech Avad knew that once they declare that it's Chodesh Nisan, too late. Ein Ma'abrin Nisan Benisan, or Odr Menisan, once it's already Nisan, very late. However, Shmuel said, no, we're not talking about that it's already Nisan. It's royal Kavi Nisan. Once it's the 30th day, it's already too late, Rabbi say. You can no longer go and be Kaveya Chodesh Odr Sheni. The Iusavar, Hoyuva Royal Yamrin. He disagreed, or he didn't hold of Shmuel initially. Subsequently, he heard about Shmuel, or he agreed with Shmuel, and then he said, I made a boo-boo, I should have been Ma'aber the day before, not on the 30th day, on the 29th day, and that's why he clapped Al-Khayt. Just like we said in the name of Shmuel. The reason why he clapped Al-Khayt is not because he was Ma'aber. In fact, he was not Ma'aber. What's the reason why he clapped Al-Khayt? He went and induced Klai Yisrael, he convinced them, everybody should do Pesach Sheni. What are the facts? Om Ravashi, you can show Yisrael Mechze Tmeim and Mechze Toirim. It was 50-50, Mechze Tmeim and Mechze Toirim. And therefore, what would normally be the case? Now, Toisus Rashi says, Lav Dafka, when he says Mechze, exactly 50-50, there were a couple more Tmeim than there were Toirim. So you have Roiv of Klai Yisrael Tmeim, and therefore you should have brought it on Pesach Rishon. Because you have the Gans Klai Yisrael, Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Pesach Rishon. However, your question that you asked already 20 minutes ago, v'noshim mashlim mois letoharim. However, there were more tohar women than Tamei women. Mm-hmm. So if you added the Tahar women to the Tahar men, and the Tamei women to the Tamei men, now you have Oitvis Aleim, and now you have a Roiv of Klal Yisrael that are Tahoirim. And therefore, said Chizkiya Melech, since Roiv of Klal Yisrael, men and women together, Roiv of them happen to be Tahoirim, most of them are Tahirim, yeah. And so therefore it's only the Miut who are Tameim. So the Miut should be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So all of you guys that happen to be Tameim, that's the Mechtzah Tameim of Klal Yisrael, of the men, and those Miktsas Noshim who happen to be Tameim, all of them go to Pesach Sheni. But the Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tahirim, because we added the Noshim Mashlimis to Tahirim, therefore they'll bring the normal Pesach Rishon, and the other guys will bring Pesach Sheni. Then why did he make a mistake and then afterwards he clapped al chet? Because meikorisov by noshim barishan choiva. He thought that women have a choiva to bring the korban pesach the first time. In other words, in pesach rishon, and therefore it makes a lot of sense to add the men and the ladies together. And by adding the men and the ladies together, they have a miutan to mayim. By adding more women to the men, because more of them were tohar than were tamei, so then now the miut are tamei, the miut are mitchul pesach sheni. That's what he held initially, so that makes a lot of sense. However, b'soif saber nashim barishon is rishus, not a choyve. It's rishus to have a korban pesach. Oh, they're not mechuyev to have a lut tameiim ruba. So now, if that's the case, we don't count the women for these purposes. We only count those that are obligated to bring the korban pesach. Now, how many are obligated to bring korban pesach? The men. Men, roiv of them were tameim, not mechza. Roiv of them were tameim, says Rashi. If that's the case, he had no business pushing the pesach sheni. They should have brought it by pesach rishon. So that was the mistake that he made.
I thought women were mechuyev.
Right. Whether halacha lemaisa they are or not, that's the discussion. But Chizki initially thought that they were chayiv, and later on felt otherwise. If you look next to the noshim barishon chayiva, you see there's a small zayin there. That zayin takes you to the ayin mishpat, which is a Rambam. Presumably, the Rambam holds that it's a chayiva. I, which was Cheskia, I'm sure the Mefarshim waxed at great length.
Cheskia didn't have the Rambam in front of him.
Oh, he didn't have a Rambam, exactly. Nor the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Magim Mishnah, etc., etc. So, the more about it. Gufa, oh, Meshmu. Ein ba'abriz, it's shonabiyim, shloishim, shaladar. Hayuvroi, lekayvroi, Nisan. Since you could have been kaveh at Nisan, it's already too late, you should have been done it the day before.
Excuse me.
You forget it. Ibru Amai, what happens if they by mistake did be ma'abrid on the 30th day? Omer Ula. So Ula doesn't say beferish, but the answer is he holds, yes, the Ibr is good, but Ein Mekachin is a Chodesh. Ein Mekachin is a Chodesh means don't announce today is other Sheni. Since it's Royal Lekvoya Nisan, it's considered to be like a psashtikal humiliation of Nisan. We could have called Nisan today. So Trashi. Shaski, Mizog garnished, meaning Avad, they're going to go.
It's an orphan month, they don't announce a name?
They're not going to announce it publicly, but they were going to go and spread around the word of Mitzvah. They're not going to say Mekudesh HaChodesh in the Beis Midrash. Remember, we had a three-way Machloikis yesterday, whether every single month you say Mekudesh HaChodesh. One says you always do it, one says you never do it, one says only by the Lamed Yom, one says only by the Choftes Yom. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, although you are Ma'aber, but you're not Mekadesh. Fekdemar Kitri Mai, what happens if you were Mekadesh? Amarova, bottle Ibn, and the whole thing is bottle Mavutl, and you go straight into Nisan, no Ibn Shana. In other words, don't play games over here. You shouldn't have been Ma'aber in the first place. If you were Ma'aber, okay, b'diyevet, but don't publicize in terms of saying Mekudesh HaChodesh. You did it, bottle Ibn. Rav Nachman, Amar, Uber, Mekudesh, no. Avad al-Khatkhila, don't, but if you did it on the 30th day, even Shmuel would agree, it's Uber, Mekudesh, it works. Only Rav Nachman.
So Rabbi
Batal Ibra,
he rescind. In other words, they did this.
He didn't rescind it. He suggested it should be Batal, but Rav Nachman was senior to him, right? Rav Nachman was his teacher.
What happened? The Beis Din was Mekudesh.
Did that say that?
They were Ma'aber. They were Ma'aber.
No, Kitshumai. It's a hypothetical. Come on, Shai. It's Kitshumai. What if they did do it? Kitshumai.
Yeah,
no. Not saying they did it.
Kitshumai.
Look,
it could have happened. It could have happened. They kiddish.
Okay.
And they announced.
You know. All this doesn't make sense to me because Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, "Come to me on Friday that you say is Yom Kippur, where with your car keys and your wallet and everything." And he says, it's Masa Bezdin, even Betoa, everything. It's the Bezdin has the power to do this, even if they're mistaken. So how can any of these Rabbeim be challenging Bezdin once Bezdin has the power to declare tests Tishrei, Yom Kippur, they can certainly do this.
Okay, right? It's a good Tishrei. But getting back to our Gemara, so we have a machloikis, whether you ma'abar it on the 30th day, and if you are ma'abar it, it sounds like, although b'dievet, don't do it, but b'dievet, it works. Chachilah, don't do it, b'dievet, it works. But don't be makadish, and if you were makadish, says Rabbah, the whole thing is worthless.
It's a hypothetical shayla.
Rabbi Nachman Omar, ma'uber u'makudish. No, if this were to occur, then it's ma'uber, and it's makudish, and everything is fine. Omli Rav Lev Nachman. So Rabbah wants to prove his point that it's bottle. What's the right? Mechlimi Puri lepischa, from Purim until Pesach, Tlosin Yom is 30 days. Hav. Umi Puriya, Darshinim Ilchas and Pesach. Starting from Purim, we start Darshinim Ilchas and Pesach. How do you know this? Sadi Shal, Ilchas and Pesach, Gonel Pesach, Shoshim Yoyim. So 30 days from Purim until Pesach, right? Each one of them is the middle of the month. So I was, oh, you have to be Shoyim Ilchas and Pesach. Rabshim Gamliel, oh, you may stay Shabbosis. Okay. Putting aside Rabshim Gamliel, going with the Tanakam of the 30 days. Vchimati Reish Yarcha, Merachkin Lei. Here, starting from Purim and Shushan Purim for the next 15 days, every single day, the roof gets up and says, Hilchas Pesach, and make sure you prepare this and you kasher that and take care of that, and there shouldn't be chomet and it'll be mamashu and that, all the halachas. And then it comes to Rishchoy, you say, oh, by the way, Rabbi Isai, I have good news for you. Pesach is not in 2 more weeks. It's now in 6 weeks.
Oh,
yeah. And people come out.
Everyone's delighted. You have 6 more weeks to clean up from Pesach.
Oh, many people would like to be finished with the cleaning. Anyway, v'chimot rishach merachkin lei osel zulu b'chometz. I'll say, the rabbis know what they're talking about. After all, my chief rabbi was already started on Purim, and he started saying 30 days. So I know that it's going to be another 2 weeks. This news that's coming up, this is probably the reformer. They said, well, who knows? They want to push it off another four weeks. The Midernish, exactly. Because they're going to make Pesach now instead of making 4 weeks from now. So there's going to be mass confusion. That's the point that Rob is trying to say. If you wait so late until Lamed, when it's ingrained in people's minds and people's hearts.
Ingrained is the word.
Ingrained, there you see, I like that. It was unintentional, but it worked. Anyway, in 2 weeks from now, it's going to go and be Pesach, and now you're going to tell people another 4 weeks, they're not going to believe you, so therefore, says Rav, bottle Iber, bottle Gam Tzemais. Jokti Moravaita. So that was the kasha that Rav asked on Rav Nachman. Amalit, Rav Nachman says,
right.
Everybody knows that this Ibrishana, it's not that you go and snap your fingers and say, okay, Ibrishana.
It's not a freight train.
It's due diligence, and you have to be in both the cosmics and as well in the Svarim and put it all together. It's not so easy. I mean, they say, they didn't find out the final calculations until the final minute, and that's why they waited until the last moment. It's the same thing with my tax accountant. Hopefully he's not listening on this. I've given all the information months before, but he's always ready for the last minute. Exactly.
We're for the last minute, nothing would ever get done.
Same one.
Anyway, so the Chas V'Sholmi, not the Madame Wilson Miltzeh here, probably the Chacham spent a lot of time on it, but nevertheless, the Cheshbonis were difficult until they came up with the final calculation. It was unfortunately the 30th day of Adar. We should have started Nisan. Oh, these things happen. They only found out the last minute. Okay, so everybody understands that they won't have this zilzul b'chomes that you are concerned about. So therefore, we have machloikentin, Rav and Rav Nachman, batel iber o adetz ma'uber o mekudosh, to be continued tomorrow.
It's hypothetical.